All right. We are here with Sonia Cañas. She's with Mercantile Commerce Bank. We're at the CCIM 10th Annual Outlook Conference. Just rocking it, having a great time. Sonia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Oh, my gosh. It really is. You could tell. She's like all giggly and smiley. Is this the way you are when you've got clients and customers?
I try.
Oh, all right. Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on at Mercantile Commerce Bank. I know you're big. I know you're strong. I know you're like doing lots of things. I know we call on you. We show you deals all the time.
Yes. Well, we're 35 years in this community, and we're always serving the businesses and the real estate market as well. And, you know, we're a growing bank, have a lot of capital to deploy into the market, and we're always looking at places to deploy that capital.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about who you're looking to deploy the capital with, because we just had Howard Taft on. He works with me at the Aztec Group, and he was telling me that capital would be plentiful, but it'd be very selective. Who's your type of borrower?
Well, on the commercial side, we look to lend to businesses with revenues from $1 million all the way up to $50 million.
Whoa.
And we'll help them with their owner-occupied real estate, as well as their lines of credit, asset-based lending, equipment financing, all types of financing that businesses may need to grow their companies. And on the real estate side, we look at income-producing, you know, properties, all types, and we look at them from as small as $250,000 all the way up to $60 million.
Yeah, how about construction loan? That doesn't have cash flow yet, but it might have a good sponsor and some good prospects.
Yes, we do construction lending as well in our commercial real estate division.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about what kind of construction might you do coming up? What do you think the market still needs?
I think that...
She's working this. Take a second. Take a second, Sonia. Give me a second. If I'm a real estate developer, mm-hmm, and I have a project and I come to you, what's the first thing you ask me?
Well, I ask you, you know, do you have, is this a speculative project or do you have pre-sales or, you know, what are those things going on? But uh-huh, really, I'll put you in contact with our commercial real estate experts.
Okay.
Who can really ask you all those questions and get to the bottom of what your needs are.
Okay, I think that's actually the right answer because it's different every time. Somebody said every real estate deal is a snowflake. We said there's no snow, but I got the drift. They're all unique.
It is.
Now, when you reach out to the community for either, I guess you call it C&I, I don't know how to make that not a jargon term. When you go out and look for community banks, business banks, different things like that, what's the real type of customer that you're looking for? Who is going to listen to me and go, oh my gosh, I need to be with Mercantile Commerce Bank?
We want the customer who is tired of being a number and wants to know their officer, be able to get a hold of them, and a bank that can grow with them as they grow.
Well, you know, that's some of the most important things, because if you're successful, you don't want to change horses in the middle.
Correct.
Now, Sonia, I want to thank you so much for sponsoring the CCIMs. I know that this is real important. It's a great client base for you. And thank you so much to you and Mercantile Commerce Bank for sponsoring the event and being part of our show today.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Oh, that's great. We'll be back. I think I've got some more real estate folks at the CCIM conference that need to get some airtime. So we'll be back after this.